None he is.
That's the voice of Tom Chambers, Tom Leander from Fox Sports Arizona. We're going to be a guest on their pregame show before tonight's game. And Chambers puts on the headset, and he just starts cracking up at none he is. None he is.
What does that even mean? What is that?
None he is.
Let's see. What is he is?
When you're a New Yorker, you talk fast, so you kind of convince the good, like, go ahead, not go ahead, go ahead.
I'm going to use that on air. None he is.
Yeah, none he is.
So it's like none of you.
None he is a playing defense. None he is.
None of you guys, and you just kind of, the you and the guys gets crammed together into yous.
Yeah, when you got to talk fast, I get a lot more words in when I can combine the words quickly.
Well, if you can understand.
Can I turn the volume down a little bit? Burnsy, man, I can't believe you can even hear
that.
No,
hold on a second.
You know, by the way, for both Burns and Gambo, I brought TC's pancake makeup for both of you guys for the show tonight.
Pancake makeup.
Yeah, that studio makeup that, you know, TC lets me borrow.
A fellow like that wouldn't need any makeup on.
You know what's crazy is this is the pancake king, and I've never put it on. One time I tried, but I didn't do anything.
It was the wrong color tone.
Listen,
I'm not going to let you guys talk about makeup. Let's talk about the Suns.
Let me tell you one story about his makeup, okay? He was in Dallas one time, right?
Yeah.
And he forgot his makeup, and he borrowed some from Derek Harper.
Yeah.
Really?
He was,
it was like a scene out of Silver Streak.
Remember that?
Gene Wilder?
I didn't have
a mirror, so he's like, dude, I got some powder. It was Derek Harper's powder.
Just go to Walgreens and go in the makeup section and get some.
I was at the arena.
Right.
It was like minutes before. I have a really shiny forehead.
So no Trevor Ariza tonight. And it's going to be Mikal Bridges who gets the start. And I got to admit, I'm curious / excited to see how he does in that role.
I'm very excited. I really am.
This
young man has just been super. He shoots the ball. He's not afraid of a big moment. He's got long arms. He tries to play some defense out there. Great attitude. And it seems like his teammates like playing with him also. He's very involved in the fourth quarter when he's been out there with the team. And just love the young man.
Yeah, I had some doubts after watching him in training camp and summer league. Kind of a slow, methodical release. Wasn't sure he's going to be able to get it off. But like you said, with his long arms and that high release, he can shoot over defenders, and he's a very good defensive player. And a great guy off the court too, who's got, you know, the title pedigree coming over from Villanova.
They initially wanted to get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the trade. That's the guy that they wanted.
He's looking good.
Instead, they went with Bridges. Who would they be better off with right now?
Well, I love Bridges.
So you're okay with that?
Absolutely.
Even though we don't have a point guard here?
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, we could also have De'Aaron Fox. I mean, if you want to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. But, you know, I mean,
wouldn't work out here, though. De'Aaron Fox would not come work out here.
But I don't know. I mean, Okobo. I always agree with that. Okobo.
What is it? What is it?
Okobo.
Okobo.
I think he's going to be good. I really like him. But it would be nice if they had somebody to step up, especially last game when Isaiah only had, one point or something.
Doc Rivers is playing Gilgeous-Alexander 40 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the guy that Ryan McDonough originally wanted to trade up for, got overruled, kind of, and they went with Bridges, which I think Bridges is going to be a good player. I think Shai's going to be a good player, too.
Yes.
But, I mean, we and Burns, you've talked about this. This isn't Isaiah Kanan's fault. He's not a starting caliber point guard in the NBA. He's not a backup on half the teams in this league. He's a third-string guy on half the teams in the league. This is not his fault, what they're asking him to do.
Well, last year they got him off the couch, and he came here, and he was spectacular. So I keep thinking that he's going to have some of those big games again, and it just hasn't happened. He had one game where he was really good. I forget which game it was, but the man can shoot. I mean, he seems to be a floor general out there, but, you know, it's not just him. The whole team has been inconsistent except for Devin and then DeAndre, you know, getting his 20-10 rolling out of bed.
Well, I mean, everybody knows the Suns are still looking for a point guard right now. I think Isaiah would be a nice backup, but I'm sure James Jones is taking every phone call that relates to point guards right now.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of trying to judge these players without a point guard to help them be better, it makes judging them very difficult, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And it's hard on Devin, too, where Devin can be a playmaker, but that's a lot of hats he's got to wear. If he's got to be, you know, putting people in the right place, and he's got to be going one-on-one and create, and he's got to make teammates happy around him, he's got to guard a quicker guy, that's a lot to ask of him at any point, anybody, because Devin needs to just be turned loose and go do what Devin does. So it would be nice if somebody's knocking down shots out there with him. It would make his job easier. I mean, obviously, if you know, the two guys we got from from Houston. You know, we're supposed to be lifetime, you know, great, great, great three-point shooters, and neither one of them have really helped him, you know, spread the court.
It's a culture of losing, and it's tough to get over it for this team. I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, there's a culture of losing here that just beats guys down, becomes very difficult, and that's the thing they're trying to overcome. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been on a team that, you know, had a bunch of losing seasons in a row. How do you get past this? They're drafting guys, they're bringing in free agents, they just can't get past this losing.
Well, you know, they have to be held accountable, and you saw and heard DeAndre, you know, saying, okay, we need to, you know, pull up our bootstraps and go to work, you know, Devin and myself or him, and you kind of see it in flashes. But I was with the Clippers when we won 17 games 2 years in a row. But one thing I promise you is we played hard and we scrapped and we fought, and I just don't see the scrappiness to start the games. I don't see the hustle to start the games, and when you don't have really enough talent to compete every night, you can't afford to dig yourself a big hole, and that's what it seems like they do every night.
And we've talked about the frustration. You can see it on the face of Devin Booker, especially that New Orleans game too, when Drew Holiday was all over him. They're trapping him at half court.
Holiday did a great job on
Booker.
He did.
But then when they trap him, take the ball out of his hands, and you can just see it in his eyes. He needs another
playmaker.
Because
they left Isaiah Cannon wide open. That was their game plan. Yep. Leave Cannon open, and let him take the shot.
Yeah. DeAndre Ayton, the last time he matched up against LaMarcus Aldridge, we all remember how it went, and Ayton after the game was talking about kind of the hook move, and he learned it, and he saw it, and he experienced it over and over again. Is it fair to expect a different DeAndre Ayton tonight against LaMarcus Aldridge now that he has at least the benefit of experience from the first time, or is this still kind of this, you know, the savvy veteran versus the kid who's 19 years old mismatch that it looks like it is on paper?
Well, I sure hope he's ultra-aggressive in the first quarter, because that's what everybody's talking about right now, the starting lineup. And I enjoyed what you guys were saying at the top of your show about 2 o'clock, that it's tough for Ayton to get enough shots when he's playing with Booker and TJ.
Those guys dominate the ball.
Exactly. But I would like to see, and a lot of times the Suns did that even with Marcin Gortat, you go to your big man early, you establish him early, and then he's engaged defensively as well.
I'd like to see him on the court more when Booker's having a rest or TJ's having a rest, because Booker and TJ are volume shooters. They have to have the ball. And that, I think, is so Ayton's going to get his 10 shots a game, but there is a 35-point, 15-rebound game in there. It's in there. But they've got to feed him the ball. And with Booker and TJ and him playing at the same time, he's third on a totem pole. He's not getting the shots that TJ and Booker are going to get.
He should have had 35 against Brooklyn when they backed up and were 15 feet away and dared him to shoot that jump shot. He can shoot that.
I've been on teams where we've had 3 20-point scores, you know, in Seattle when I was here. I mean, even Daddy, at the beginning of the games, we'd throw him the basketball and let him go in there and do what he does. Strategies in the NBA used to be go at LaMarcus Aldridge, because if he's having to play defense and he gets in foul trouble and you go to the free throw line, you win that battle. I'd go right at him. LaMarcus can't guard him down on the block, and yet all we're worried about is him guarding LaMarcus out where he does.
I totally agree with you.
Nobody gets their shot off like LaMarcus does. He shoots the ball right in your face, straight up in the air, and you're not going to get it, and he'll learn playing against him. But yeah, being aggressive, he hasn't been to start the games. Maybe he's getting a feel for it. Maybe he's getting his rhythm. Maybe he's getting whatever. But I'd like to see the young man come out.
You want him to be more of a hunter. Hunt those shots.
Answer before we have to go do your show on Fox Sports Arizona. Would you play Josh Jackson more than the Suns are playing him right now?
I think you have to find out, absolutely. I mean, you have to give him the playing time and let him determine whether or not he earns more playing time. I'm not sure what's going on in practice, if he's not showing Igor enough in practice, but we need to see more minutes from him in the game.
You give me an honest answer now.
I'll give you an absolute honest answer. I don't think he deserves time. I don't. All he's doing is hunting shots. That's what he does out there on the court. He was drafted as that guy who's going to play defense, be tough, be a slasher. His best thing he does is throw lob passes to the big guys. But he's looking for his shot. He seems like that's what makes him go, this team needs somebody to do the dirty things, the little things. All of
our three different players.
And he, I have not seen the effort on the defensive end from him.
So who would you rather see then? Who'd you rather see?
Mikal Bridges.
Okay, well, Mikal's going to start. But we're talking about Seymour Josh off the bench. That should open up minutes for him without Ariza out there.
No, there's no question. Okay. Josh will have an opportunity to play more, but when he does get an opportunity, I just don't think he was starting this year.
See what happens when you get on the radio? You just start yelling at each other. You don't even realize it's happening. And before you know it, you're just yelling at each other. Guys, we're going to be on your show coming up in a little bit. Tom Chambers, Tom Leander.